Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Text Number 24.
Ye abhaya tirtam apichano andragatim prapanna jnanam chatatva vishayam sahadharam yatra narat धनं भगवतो वितरन्त्यमुषा सम्मोहिता वीततया पतमा ययाते.
Translation. Lord Brahma said, my dear demigods, the human form of a life is of such an importance that we also desire to have such a life. For in the human form, one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of a life does not understand the supreme personality of a Godhead and his abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of the external nature. Purport. Brahmaji condemns very vehemently the condition of the human being who does not take interest in personality of a Godhead and his transcendental abode, Vaikuntha. The human form of a life is desired even by Brahmaji. Brahma and other demigods have much better material bodies than human beings. Yet, the demigods, including Brahma, nevertheless desire to attain the human form of a life because it is specifically meant for the living entity who can attain the transcendental knowledge and religious perfection. It is not possible to go back to Godhead in one life, but in the human form one should at least understand the goal of life and begin Krishna consciousness. It is said that the human form of a life is a great boon because it is the most suitable boat for crossing over the Nisayan oceans. The spiritual master is considered to be the most able captain in that boat, and the information from the scriptures is the favorable wind for floating over the ocean of Nisayas. The human being who does not take advantage of all these facilities in this life is committing suicide. Therefore, one who does not begin Krishna consciousness in the human form of a life loses his life to the influence of the illusory energy. Brahma regrets the situation of such a human being.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunath Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Bharjana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ రామ్య హరే యే అభ్యర్థితాత్ అపి చ నో నృగతిం ప్రపన్నః జ్ఞానం చ తత్వ విషయం సహధర్మం యత్ర న ఆరాధనం భగవతః వితరంతి అముష్య సమ్మోహితాః విततया బత మాయయా తే. లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మా సెడ్, మై డియర్ డెమిగాడ్స్, the human form of a life is of a such a importance that we also desire to have such a life. For in the human form one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of a life does not understand the supreme personality of a Godhead and his abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature. See, among this 84 lakh species of a life, how significant this human form of a life that we can understand from this particular verse. The progenitor or the second creator of this material world, who has created all this 84 lakh species, who has written their destiny, that person is explaining that how important is this human form of a life. The main purpose is that this form of a life, what it gives about? Jnanam cha tattva vishayam. Because in this particular form of a life, one can inquire about tattva, jnana. Not only a jnana, the most important thing, it says that tattva vishayam. Athato tattva jigyasa. This human form of a life is perfectly meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. And dharmam yatra, and to follow the dharma. What is that dharma? Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That dharma is which has pratipadita, explained by the Lord himself. And Lord says, Manmana bhavamat bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mam evaishya satyam de pratijani priyots. That is the dharma through which one can engage his mind in the Lord. One can engage his senses in the Lord's service. And that could happen only in the form of a human being, not the other forms. Because other forms, they are predominated by the modes of material nature, in which you don't have a freedom to change your destiny. As someone becomes, or some jiva takes the form of animals, they are predominated by the mode of ignorance, And however they may try, but they, first of all, they will not try to change that mood. They can't be passionate or they can't be in the mood of goodness. They have to follow that particular mood till the end of that body. Even in the form of a demigods also, they can't perform austerities. It's not possible for them. Because so much of sense gratification is so readily available. Especially the people in this material world, they wanted to have the topmost enjoyment is sex enjoyment. And for that they wanted to, see, they are inventing so many ways to gratify this senses. Especially the relation between men and women, physical, not mental even nowadays. They are trying their best to squeeze out the happiness out of that. But how long and how much they can enjoy in this material world? But this enjoyment is readily available in the Swargaloka, and they don't have to suffer for the result of that. If someone here goes and has a physical relation with a woman, then she has to get pregnant, or if she aborts, she has to have some physical problem. But in the heavenly planets, they don't have. They can do as much as. But that's not the purpose of life. That's why it is said here. Sammohita vitataya batamaya yate. Such a affected person by the influence of material energy can't achieve the goal of life. You may be in the any form of a species, maybe the demigods, or maybe higher than the demigods, or maybe lower than the animals. And the real goal of a life to attain the Supreme Personality of a Godhead in His services. If you are not able to do that, even that life of Brahma is also considered as hellish. Bahir Brahm, Bahir Mukha Brahma Janma Na Paite. Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahasaya says that even if I get Brahma's birth and if I become Bahir Mukha, means if I get more lease sensually turned, or I may get, or my activities may get turned towards the sense gratification, then that birth is also not good. In other way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he asked their lordship, I prefer to become an insect at the home of a devotee, because at least there I can get the dust of devotee's lotus feet. So that's more desirable than being a Brahma. Even all the prayers offered by the great devotees, we can see that. Like a Prahlad Maharaj, he says that Naivo Dvijaya Bharataru Daru Radarvaitaranyas Tvadavirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chetaha Shoche Tato Vimukha Chetasa Indriyartha Maya Sukhaya Bharama Udbhavato Vimudan. Maya Sukhaya Bharama Udbhavato Vimudan. He said, I really care and concern about the people who are affected by the external energy of the Lord. Maya Sukhaya Bharama Udbhavato Vimudan. He says these are fools and rascals. Why? Because they have turned off their face from you. Bahir Mukha. So in that condition, they will not have knowledge about perfect religious truth. And they don't have attachment for the lotus feet of the Lord. Even when Brahmaji says here specifically, this human form of a life is meant for jnana. But again he clarifies this. Which jnana? Jnanam cha tattva vishayam. Jnana through which you can understand the tattva. Otherwise, the knowledge of this material world is like a beating around the bush. In one of the prayers, Brahmaji himself says that Yanni Arvindaksha Vimuktamanina Stoya Sat Bhavat Avishuddha Buddhayaha Aruya Kruchena Parampadam Yatha Patanti Adha Anatrata Yushmata Angrahi. He says that ये अन्य अरविंद आक्ष विमुक्तमानिना स्त्वय असद भावात अविशुद्ध बुद्धयः. The people who never take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, who is अरविंद आक्ष. See, each and every word used here has a specific meaning. Arvinda, the lotus that blossom in the presence of sun is known as Arvinda. And sun indicates the light, means getting away from the darkness. That is getting away from the ignorance. So if someone has to get rid of the ignorance, then they have to take shelter of the Arvindaksha. And even there are people who take shelter of their lordship, but they run behind the knowledge with avishuddha buddhayaha, with contaminated intelligence. Then what happened? Aruya kruchena parampadam yata. They may attend the parampada, which is known as a Brahmajyoti. So most of the jnanis or scholars who are like a nirvisheshvadi, shunyavadis, they may attain the Brahmajyoti, but patanti adha, but they fall down from there into this material world. Why? Because anadrata yushmata pata angraya. Because they have disrespected your position as the supreme absolute truth and has left the service at your lotus feet. And that's why Brahmaji specifically says here, in the human form of a life, one has to try for what? Jnanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharma yatra. They should try hard for jnana, through which you can understand the absolute truth by practicing religious principle, and that is none other than performing devotional service to the Lord. And for that purpose, the human form of a life is considered the most auspicious. Because in this life only, one can perform physical, mental austerities. In other form of a life, it's not possible. Because there you don't know which is austerity and which is facility. But at least in the human form of life, you can make distinguishment. You can distinguish between that. And as explained in the purport, Prabhupada says that it is said that the human form of a life is a great boon because it is the most suitable boat for crossing over the Nisayan ocean, Bhavasagar. Sudarlabham. Lavam. Mayanukulena. Avastaranti. The spiritual master is considered to be the most stable captain in the boat. And information from the scriptures is a favorable wind for floating over the ocean of Nisai. So, in the human form of life, you can accept the guru. Or as explained by Naraji, that Martyanam kima utashasham. Martya. For the mortals, the greatest boon is to have the association of Bhagavata Sanghi Sanghasya. The people who are totally conscious of God, or who are always associated with the Lord, whom we call as a Krishna conscious person. If you get association of them, then definitely you are going to attain the goal of human form of a life. So let's try for that, work it out, will help us definitely to achieve the goal of our life. Hare Krishna.